This is election night coverage on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
And good evening. I'm Bob Haig in Madison. House Speaker Paul Ryan has been reelected to his seat in Congress. He spoke to his supporters in Janesville just a short while ago.
I've known most of you for years, if not decades. We have grown up together. We share this community together in a wonderful state, in the best country God ever created. And I am so eager to get back to work for you, to get on with our fixing our country's problems. We have so much potential in this country, so much potential. And if we can just tap it, that's what's ahead of us. You know, by some accounts, I've just been sitting there watching the polls. By some accounts, this could be a really good night for America. This could be a good night for us. Fingers crossed. Like you. I'm eager to watch. There are a lot of races we want to watch. Ron Johnson's race, all the others. There are races we want to watch. So like you, I'm eager to watch the rest of the evening. I'm eager to enjoy this evening with you. So thank you so much for coming out. God bless you all. Appreciate it.
All right, Terry Bell is with the Russ Feingold campaign in Middleton.
Democrats say they're feeling bolstered by record early voting in Wisconsin and high turnout on Election Day. The U.S. Senate race here is one of the most closely watched contests of the 2016 election. Democrat Russ Feingold's angling to take back his U.S. Senate seat from the Republican who took it from him in the 2010 midterms.
And that's Terry Bell in Middleton. Now, Senator Ron Johnson's chief of staff briefly just told the crowd that it's still too close to call. I'm Bob Haig in Madison, Wisconsin Radio Network.